This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevens with us. I'm Vince Fennelli. And I just checked on the solar array. It's working just great. Generating over 4,000 watts. It's enough to run the dishwasher, the refrigeration equipment, the heating systems, the lights, do the broadcast. It's working just great because it's a sunny day. Now, if it was a cloudy day, I don't think I'd be saying the same thing. Rich Shevens, were you able to feed the animals?
Got it. I did a little running, yeah. But I just got here.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince, can I do part two of my rant?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And the reason why I'm dovetailing all this stuff with Roy Moore is to show how easy it is to point the finger. And I want to remind all of us that. And I'm not just speaking for myself because I've never known anybody that isn't an imperfect sinner. No one is an angel. But Roy Moore does talk about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And that's what we need at this particular point. We need to decentralize. We need to give the people a voice again because the little person, when I say the little person, you know I'm talking about the bottom 93% of America. And I'm going to give you another example here on how the powers that be want to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups, lowering the bars of standards and expectations, especially for getting and keeping a job. So things get so bad that the people come to the government or the powers that be and say, help me fix this. Here's an article. Madness. British Girl Scouts to allow adult transgenders to share toilets and beds with girls. I'm not making this up, okay? And this was on investmentwatchblog.com. And it basically says how it's a boon for pedophiles and that girl guides, apparently what they call it in the UK, are aged from 15 to 25. And this means that adult biological men will share toilets, changing rooms, and beds with little girls. I am not paraphrasing what I'm saying here because I'm going through the article. And they're saying that it could cause anxiety. You think? Members are allowed to use facilities of the gender they self-identify as. So we're in an era that's beyond 1984. Orwellian. We truly are in a politically correct Twilight Zone episode, really made with virtual reality. And this is why AI is going to take over reality and make everything look different. Up, down, winter, summer, everything is going to be made to fool our minds. And if we don't raise the bars of standards and expectations, especially for getting and keeping a job, things are going to continue to get worse. So we are all imperfect sinners, and people have to remember that. But when people talk specifically, not just about the Constitution, but the Bill of Rights, which you very rarely hear anybody on the left saying, because they want to get rid of free speech. They want to get rid of our guns. Now, keep in mind, every time, when you look at a lot of history, when we lose our guns and the right to protect ourselves, that's when genocide occurs. That's when governments go wild, and they've killed hundreds of millions of people over just the last 100 years. So we need to start speaking up. We need to stop blaming everybody under the sun and start reading, researching, and sharing information with other people, because silence equals consent. And that just makes us more and more of the incorporated or divided states of America or divided groups of America. So, Vince, I didn't give you much time to respond because of the break last time, so I'll let you have some time. I appreciate you letting me rant. Thank you.
Well, let me respond with this. This is from BBC News, BBC.com. Okay? It's the BBC news site. And what they're saying is that wolf whistling in London is now a police matter. Now, I got to tell you that sometimes I have a really pretty wife. I really do. And I met my wife in fourth grade. And so she's just a wonderful lady. And every once in a while, I'll be at the farm here, and I'll whistle at her, kind of like, you know, like a guy might whistle at a pretty girl. Well, I didn't think anything of it. Heck, I didn't realize it was a hate crime. I'm just whistling at my beautiful wife, Mrs. Finelli. You know, and I don't do it all the time. But, you know, I might be leaving the farm, or she might be in the garden or something, and I might be pulling in the truck, look out the window, there she is with her back toward me, and I might whistle. You know, like, I really appreciate this lady and whistle. Well, heck, in London, it is becoming a hate crime to do that. Wow. Now, maybe I'm confused. Maybe I'm confused. But I think that if I were walking down the street and a girl whistled at me, and it would never happen, but because I have a radio face, but if a girl whistled at me and like, wow, there's a handsome guy, I wouldn't say, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call 911. That was a hate crime. I would say, wow, I'd be kind of flattered. Am I confused, Rich Sheehan, about this? Do you think that whistling at a girl is a hate crime?
Pardon me. This is why we need to have a situation where we have to increase our memories a little bit, write things down. And I'm going to answer it this way. Let's remember a lot of the things that's happened with men and women over the years. A Democrat congressman saying Kellyanne Conway looks familiar on her knees when she was in the Oval Office on the sofa. Joy Behar from The View calling Bill Clinton rape victims tramps. Normalizing pedophilia, New York Times on record, saying it's not a crime and defending NAMBLA. I think that's an acronym for the North American Man-Boy Love Association or something like that. Look at the definition of marriage. We have the divorce rate almost 75% now. It's not just same sex, but now in America, they're marrying children, pets, farm animals, trees, computers, inanimate objects. Now, for all this male privilege that you see out there, combat deaths, 99.9% male. Work mortality, 94% male. Homicides, 76% male. Suicides, 75% male. Isn't it wonderful to have all this male privilege? Folks, again, this is a tool to divide the American people by groups. It's a divide-and-conquer strategy which has the consequences of lowering the bars of standards and expectations, and not just for getting and keeping a job, but for everything. And this is why the powers that be use the term identity politics. This is their home run pitch. And this is why when I say we stand for principle, we should have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody based on truth. And if someone else gets away with it because they're from a certain group or has lower consequences for it, we should all do it. And that's what standing for principle is. You have to be willing to be hated for saying things and doing things that somebody else gets away with. And that's why they have so much race baiting, gender baiting, sex baiting, religion baiting, ideology and generation baiting as their MO on their on the mainstream media. We have to call it for what it is, because when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, and I'm blue in the face saying this, I've been saying this for years, you're insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people shoved into these groups. What does this do? It degrades and disrespects every, especially minority, stuck in these groups. It eliminates synergy. It's a divide-and-conquer strategy. You never empower a nation, a group, or an individual by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. All this does is protect the elites. It's meant to make us submissive. It's meant to break your will. It's meant to call you an extremist, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory, et cetera, et cetera. And then... What they do is they run everything, protect everything by groups. That's their MO. But they, for anybody who brings this to light, even if you are a conservative female, they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize you through all mediums. And that's why the fake news, that term doesn't even do it justice. It's way worse than fake news. The people are bought and paid for. And this is why the mainstream media, especially in late night talk shows, likes to use satire and banter. Because they want to destroy America by rewarding mediocrity. And if you don't laugh at the jokes that they do, you're, again, a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when America is destroyed from within because we've rewarded mediocrity for decade after decade after generation, ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge, it doesn't mean anything anymore. When you can't use hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and criteria of that like to make yourself more successful, to give yourself a shot, a chance at survival, then America's gone. And this is why the left-right paradigm, you need to get it out of your head. It is irrelevant. It's only 5%. Ideology is a small part of it. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs, and they can do everything possible to make sure we're divided. All right, Vince, I'm going to give you the opportunity to comment on that after the break, buddy.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Rich Evans with us. OffGridMontana.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Rich even used the word misogynist in his thought. M-I-S-O-G-Y-N-I-S-T. We use that word a lot here at USA Prepares. And so, for those who would like the definition of misogynist, it's a person who dislikes, despises, or is strongly prejudiced against women. Okay? So it's a person who dislikes, despises, or is strongly prejudiced against women. That's the definition, according to the internet, of misogynist. M-I-S-O-G-Y-N-I-S-T. I thought we'd get that definition out of the way before I continue with something that is also in the news that I think dovetails with what you're saying. Now, in France, dairy farmers are killing themselves. Suicide. It's all part of the big problem. We are surrounded by 360 degrees of attacks, assaults. And here is the story. New York Times. NewYorkTimes.com. I don't very often go to New York Times. But here's a story about a dairy farmer. He kept 66 cows. Small farm, at a thriving estate in southern Brittany. But falling milk prices, let me say it a different way, falling milk prices, accumulating debts, depression, and worries about his health in middle age became too much to bear. Now, middle age. He's 46. That doesn't seem very old to me. I'm 65. So at just 46 years old, Mr. Gavolt shot himself in the heart in a grove behind his house on a cold December day last year. It was a place that he loved, near the fields that he loved, explained his sister Marie, who said he was very, she was very close to him, but did not see his suicide coming. The death of this man was part of an epidemic of suicides among French farmers and rural families. And public health officials and researchers are trying to grapple with this and figure out what's going on. Farmers are particularly at risk because by the nature of their work, which can be isolating, financially precarious, and physically demanding. For farmers who do not have children to help with the work and eventually take over, the burden is that much greater. Falling milk prices and meat have also added to the debts and stress in recent years. So that's, okay. The most recent statistics made public in 2016 by France's Public Health Institute show that 985 farmers killed themselves from the years 2007 to 2011, at a suicide rate higher, 22% higher than that of the general population. It's a big problem. It is really a big problem. Now, that's France. Here's an article from Iowa. Iowa Now, the University of Iowa. UIOWA.edu. Long after the 80s farm crisis, farm workers still take their own lives at a high rate. Goes on to say, the number of suicides among farmers and farm workers in the United States has remained stubbornly high since the end of the 1980s farm crisis, much higher than workers in many other industries, according to a new study from the University of Iowa. Farmers are killing themselves. And the reason is poor access to quality health care, isolation, financial stress, and farmers have a disproportionately high risk of suicide. Okay. I can understand that. As a farmer, I can't understand killing oneself. However, I can understand the stresses. I can understand the demands. I can understand the non-stop, endless problems that we have. There's not one day that someone in our family doesn't say, here's something that failed and we have to fix it, like right now. As a matter of fact, it's almost like when I come and check on the farm during the broadcast, during the commercial breaks like we're having right now, I hear, here's the latest crisis. It's nonstop. We'll be right back. George will be with you in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We've got George in New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. And hello, hey. Rich. Rich, hello. Just tell me one thing. Let me know when it's my time to rant, okay?
Right now.
I love it. Thanks, George. Time is so short, buddy. You got to say it like it is.
Oh, no. There's got to be somebody to still believe sanity is actually normal. You know,
yeah,
You know, I'll tell you, whether you like Winston Churchill or you didn't, one thing you had to say, he was a very good orator. And he said something one time that I think is apropos to the times we live in. Do you mind if I just say it? It's only a paragraph. It's not very long.
He was quite the statesman. Quite unlike everyone we have today in Congress and the Senate, right? Do we have anyone who compares to a Winston Churchill in the use of the English language? I don't think so.
Well, he said this, though. He said, if you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure and not too costly, you may come to a moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory because it is better to perish than to live as slaves.
Well said.
Yeah, it's very apropos, and I can understand. I will say this, that I've discovered one thing. Now, all of us are pretty much sons of immigrants in terms of somewhere in our family tree. People had to walk away from lives they had, established ways, family and community connections, and basically risk everything on a fairly perilous travel course across an ocean, you know, to an uncertain destiny. And the reason we're here today is because they didn't give up. Now, they had it very hard when they got here. There wasn't much of anything waiting for them except whatever their two hands and their minds and their strengths could basically carve out for themselves. Now I've seen it where we don't give up. Now, I'm not saying we don't get discouraged. I'm not saying we don't get downtrodden or we don't get whatnot. But you know and I know we're going against the trends. I think you gentlemen more than I, in the sense that you're rejecting the easy government remuneration, basically just go along, get along attitude, and you'll get your little stipend. And what you're doing is you're basically continuing that frontier mentality where, you know, you're struggling against the elements, you're struggling against adversities to basically make a living for your families and put a roof over your head, right?
Well, sure. And I'll tell you, George, I want to make it very clear that whether it be Vince or myself and everybody I know in the Liberty Movement or however you want to label us, I don't know one person who's anti-government, because you mentioned the word government in that. And I think a lot of us are about logical, common-sense government, not too overspending government, too big government, too corrupt, manipulative government, foreign-owned, foreign-run government. We're anti that type of stuff. But the little people have been forgotten. And this is one of the reasons why I do a lot of this stuff. You know, like Vince was talking about farmers and deaths and suicide. I read an article, I remember a few days ago, saying that Monsanto is strong-arming farmers to use controversial chemicals. And the number one cause of deaths in America, which I've said many times over the year, for people 50 and under, is drug overdose. This is a nation in despair. So what if we got together and really saw what the so-called left or the globalists are doing to Americans, spending billions of dollars to distract them down and divide the people? They're not coming up with solutions. They're trying to basically delegitimize and discredit and demonize every individual who's for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. What if the bottom 93 got together and said no more GMOs? No more hormones, steroids, antibiotics, no more vaccines, no more wars, no more de-engineering, no more pedophilia. The same rules, laws, accountability for everybody, including hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications to get a job. No more fluoride, chlorine, 200 other chemicals in our water. What if we said yes to adult mutual consensual sex instead of the pedophilia running rampant? What if we got together and actually spoke up, using common sense and logic that benefits the masses? See, it's just the aristocracy versus the serfs, and the serfs are growing because the middle class is being deleted.
Well, I've got to agree with you. And as you were saying this, I was leaning back in the studio chair. And I was thinking, if those things could be accomplished that you mentioned, Rich Sheehan, we could all go on vacation. USA Preparers could take a couple years off. Because we wouldn't have the strife. We wouldn't have the endless... Let me share this with you guys, George and Rich. So Coinbase, and this actually ties to what you're saying. Coinbase, during not this last break, but the one before, I thought, let me just see if I've got my account set up. I've only been doing this for a couple of days, trying to get this account working. I've been unsuccessful because they keep asking me for more and more information. Well, they're trying to verify who I am, and I can't get that done. However, every time I go to log in to Coinbase, which is a cryptocurrency exchange, I haven't done anything, okay? I've not sold or had a transaction in a year, over a year. So all I want to do is get this account so that if I decide to do something, I can. Well, it ties to a cell phone. Every time I log in, it sends a message to a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone, so I have to use someone else's. Actually, I have to have them tell me I got a message. They keep telling me that they get these messages every time I try to log in to see if my account is working. Not to use my account, just to see if it's working. What I'm saying is you absolutely, positively, to join the current crypto marketplace, you have to have a cell phone, which means that you are then being tracked. Why? Because of the extreme volatility of the cryptocurrencies. If you want to play this game, if you want to get in this marketplace, if you want to know what's happening to your wherewithal, meaning whatever you've saved, earned, generated, and if it's in cryptocurrencies, if you want to keep track of it, you have to respond with your cell phone saying, yeah, I got the message on the cell phone. Here I am. Yeah, I'm using my computer. The cell phone's right next to me. I'm good to go. I can verify who I am because my cell phone is next to me. I click on the cell phone. I can now use my computer right next to the cell phone. What I'm saying is this system is now going to track your every step. If you think that you can be involved in cryptocurrencies and not have those who want to know where you are at every moment, you're mistaken. This is unbelievable. Well, and they've created this enormous bubble. Rich, even in the last 4 days, you and I talked off the air about Litecoin, L-I-T-E-C-O-I-N. It was at $98. Today, it's just under $400 in 4 days. You can probably earn the same return in less than 1 minute that you would receive in a whole year from your bank account interest if you had Litecoin. I haven't done the actual math, but it's pretty darn close.
That's if you bought it low, you sold it high and not held on to it. And I still believe that if you have a password or a username, hacking, phishing, it's all possible, and it's an infancy industry. It's in speculation.
Yeah.
I don't think the anonymity is there like people think, and we're going to find out when the IRS sends.
Rich, the IRS, they in order for me to have an account, I had to have one of two things. This is an account for an exchange called Coinbase. I either had to have a camera on my computer, which I do not have, or a cell phone with a camera, which I do not have. So I had to borrow a cell phone to make this happen. Now, that's kind of unusual for someone to have to borrow a cell phone to make this happen. But they wanted a picture of me, a picture, so that it could be verified that I'm me. Now, maybe the problem is, and I sent them a picture of my license, my Missouri license. Well, maybe the problem is my eyes were closed. on the picture of my license. I don't know, but I can't seem to get this account activated with their criteria. Now, it's one of a couple things. Either their system's flawed, or the demand for activation of accounts is so high they can't cope with it. That could be, because in 4 days, Litecoin has gone up from less than $100 to $400, just under $400. This thing is taking off, and I don't think there's any stopping it. I think Miles was absolutely, positively correct. Now, Miles was wrong in one area. He said that Litecoin would double. This was, you know, a couple weeks ago. It would double by Christmas. It doubled in a couple days. So he was absolutely right that it would take off. But by how much it took off? I mean, to say it would double in less than a month was unbelievable. How could that be? It went up by four times as much in 4 days.
You know, Vince, I'll tell you something. One thing about anything that's speculative or hedging, it's all a guess. You know, I'm reading articles where it could be a government operation to try to get more people in, get people out of it. I mean, we talked about margin debt. People are literally selling their houses, their silver, their gold to buy cryptocurrencies right now. And I don't see this ending positively for most Americans.
George, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. George in New Hampshire's with us. Rich Evans with us. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn it. What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I was ranting about how we are going to be tied to smartphones and how the spying will escalate because of our need to be tied to our electronic cryptocurrencies and how the government will be able to track where we are every moment of the day because we'll be tied to our finances, which will be tied to our cell phones. George, did you have a comment or thoughts on that? I believe that's accurate, what I just said.
Well, yes. I've noticed now, it kind of is like a circle I've noticed, is that, you know, as American citizens, we can't have a Swiss bank account, correct? Right?
Okay.
You know how the Swiss very jealously guarded their privacy? They would hold anyone's money. And basically, and they wouldn't release it or give any information. Well, something strange happened where they did. They finally made it so that they gave the names over of Americans who were holding accounts, which was unknown in Swiss banking history that they'd ever do it. But they only did it for the Americans. And you know how and you'll say, what do the Swiss have to do with what we're talking about? Well, I noticed something else too. Roman Polanski, he raped a young 13-year-old girl. He fled to France. French wouldn't extradite him. Now, this is all going to come around in a circle. But he went to receive an award or give a speech in Switzerland, and he was detained on the warrant outstanding from the United States. Now, again, Switzerland being neutral, jealously guarding their neutrality and basically keeping to themselves. Now they're bending rules that are longstanding traditions. And what it tells me is the Swiss must have been, aware or made aware of what currency trends were going and how all the gold they were holding and monies and all that, if they wanted to be part of this greater system where it was going to go to like in the ether, like an electronic currency where there won't be any more cash being traded amongst us, which is a totalitarian regime's a dream, to be able to know every single transaction. And then we go biblical. It says, no man, he forces men, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to all have to take the mark, or they would not be allowed to buy and sell. It's all coming together where, in other words, it's like a circle that's just forming up around us, and you're realizing that they're chastising you because you don't have a cell phone, you don't have a camera on your computer, and you're dealing in something, that a cryptocurrency that they want to get their claws into because they don't want anyone to escape this financial system they're setting up where they're going to regulate you to death, basically. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree, George.
I totally agree.
Now we're in a situation when you're hedging and speculating. There's two words that especially is appropriate for the bottom 93%. When you chase all these different new innovations, new ideas, new basically economic situations where you can try to hit a home run and put more money in your bank account, there's two words that come into mind, solvency and liquidity. Because, you know, you can chase silver, you can chase gold, you can chase land, you can chase cryptocurrencies, you can chase all this different stuff, and there's many different ways to try to keep your net worth up and to invest in the future. But for the people that don't have a lot, solvency runs thin after a while when you keep chasing, and liquidity turns into a big issue. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm not saying that cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin is absolutely a tulip bulb situation. I'm saying it could be. And it's going to be very interesting to see it, because the IRS has claimed that a very small percentage of profits were reported compared to the profit taking on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see if the IRS actually catches these people. And that's going to tell us if anonymity is valid. Because if anonymity is not valid, I think it's going to really turn off a lot of people and go in this direction.
Very, very well put, Rich Heben. George, thanks so much. You know, but I believe Miles is right. Either you can get on board with cryptocurrencies or you'll be run over. I really believe it. Buy them. You can either join it, embrace it, and use it, because what's left? The fraud? The Federal Reserve accounting unit dollar? Rich Heben, George, thank you so much for being with us.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.